Hi, this is Sandra of WIN International Ministries. How are you and how have you been? I hope this message finds you doing well and praying more so that God can do more. I wanted to speak to you about the power of having faith in God when what you have been going through doesn't change, doesn't improve, and seems to remain hopeless and you are tired of going through them. If you find yourself in hopeless circumstances right now, keep listening. Hopefully this audio will inspire you to hold on a while longer as God works. When you are faced with stagnant circumstances that are difficult for you to endure, it can be hard to cope, hard to have faith and hard to trust God to fix what you have been going through. But I have found that God is faithful. When hopeless circumstances linger and don't seem to change, get any better or improve, I discovered that just because you don't see nothing, it doesn't mean that God isn't doing something in hopeless circumstances. When you don't see what God is doing in your situations, you may find yourself questioning whether God is truly working in your situations or not. Let me assure you, God is working in your difficult situation and He's working both day and night. You see, I too have visited the dark valley of discouragement that tries to hold you hostage when bad circumstances seem to have a grip on you and don't want to let you go. I know about them voices that tell you over and over again, it's not working, it's not changing, and it doesn't seem to ever get any better. I know how it feels to question God and wonder if what I am going through is ever going to be fixed. There was a time in my life when I faced a seemingly insurmountable challenge, and I felt hopeless. I lived in a very small apartment with my small dog. Living in the apartment below me were some terrible, loud and noisy neighbors. The neighbors were obnoxious, rude, disrespectful, and selfish. They played loud music and drank heavily day in and day out. They made loud noises day in and day out. There was little to no peace. I could not think. I could not focus. I could not rest. I prayed and prayed, and still the neighbors remained. I had been looking for a new place to live because I just couldn't take the loud neighbors, and it seemed that everywhere I moved to, I always seemed to attract the same type of bad neighbors that always plopped down and moved right next to me. And then when the neighbor moved next to me, they would always do the exact same thing. Make loud noises, play loud music, be rude, obnoxious, drink heavily and get drunk and be selfish. I prayed and prayed about it. I submitted prayer requests to various ministries about it, and put in prayer requests at different churches, none of it worked. I saw Evangelist Evans one day at work and I mentioned it to her. She listened to what I had to say and then replied, "Just give it to God in prayer and leave it there. Don't keep talking about it, worrying about it, telling everyone about it or letting it get the best of you. Just give it to God in prayer and leave it there. Let God take it and work on it the best way He sees fit. You may be pleasantly surprised at what happens." I thought about what Evangelist Wendy Evans said and I thought to myself, that doesn't make any sense. But since nothing else had worked, after thinking about it, I prayed again, telling God how I felt about my neighbors and how I felt about how their actions were affecting me. I suggested to God what I would like to see happen, and then I left it with God and prayed to God to give me the strength to let go and let God. I did this and felt such a sweet peace, and I felt like a burden had been lifted. I thought, wow. Maybe it worked, but I don't know. Shortly after that, I went to sleep and I forgot all about it. The next few weeks I was so busy with work and school, so I wasn't home and I didn't have time to think about the neighbors. When I came home, I didn't even think about the neighbors, but I began to notice that I was finally able to think, to have peace and to enjoy being in my small apartment with my dog. To my pleasant surprise, all kinds of blessings, gifts, new people, and new connections start showing up in my life. I thought, wow, what happened? Then I remembered what Evangelist Wendy Evans had said, "Pray about your neighbors, give it to God and leave it there. You may be pleasantly surprised at what happens." Then it dawned on me that what Evangelist Wendy Evans suggested must have worked. Because the neighbors were now not making any noise, and I was so busy and so blessed so much so until I hadn't had time to even think about it anymore. So, I realized that God had answered my prayer and I hadn't even realized it. I was able to leave that dark hole of hopelessness and despair. When I realized that my prayers had been answered, I praised God. I thanked God and I thanked Evangelist Wendy Evans. Then I gave a very generous donation to Win International Ministries to show my appreciation and gratitude for helping me out of a dark and depressing challenge. I realized that essentially what I had done was turn to God and clung to His promises to help in times of despair and discouragement. Because I gave my troublesome neighbors to God, I chose to have faith, even when everything around me screamed doubt. And you know what? God showed up in miraculous ways. He turned my mourning into dancing and brought beauty from ashes. Perhaps, like me, discouragement has you bound, you've been waiting for a breakthrough, waiting for your circumstances to get better or praying for a change in your circumstances. It's in these moments that our patience is tested. But remember, my friends, waiting is not a sign of weakness. It is an act of trust, a demonstration of our unwavering faith in God's perfect timing. Think about how a farmer waits patiently for the harvest. He sows the seeds, tends to them with care, and then waits, trusting that the sun and rain will work together to bring forth a bountiful crop. In the same way, we must sow our prayers, donations, and good works and nurture them with steadfast faith, and wait with eager expectation for God's timing to bring forth the fruits of His promises. God helped me and I know He will help you too. God had been working all the while I was praying, but I guess because I didn't see anything I thought God wasn't working. I didn't realize that my obsessing and being discouraged added fuel to the fire and was giving the devil victory. But God is faithful. He pulled me out of that pit of despair, and He has kept me out of it, I am pleased to say. I wanna encourage you to trust God when you can't trace Him or see what He's doing in your difficult circumstances. Let us find inspiration in the words of Psalm 27:14, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage, wait for the Lord." These words remind us that our waiting is not in vain. It is an opportunity for our faith to grow stronger, and for our hearts to be filled with courage, knowing that our God is faithful. Remember, that God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. He sees the bigger picture, even when we cannot. As we wait on Him, let us find hope in Isaiah 40:31, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings like eagles, they shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not faint." So, my brothers and sisters, let us hold on to our faith, even when the road seems long and the answers are not yet in sight. Our God is faithful, and He is working in the background, orchestrating a masterpiece in our lives. Let us wait with patience, trusting that His plans for us are far greater than anything we could ever imagine. I hope you enjoyed hearing my testimony of how God works in what appears to be hopeless circumstances that have resisted any and all efforts to change. I pray that this audio will bless you, encourage you, and inspire you to hold on a while longer as you wait on God to work things out in your life. I encourage you to return to this audio often to get a faith boost. Remember, God is never early, but then He is never late. Even if it looks like your prayers are not working, you should still pray, and with that in mind, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before You, acknowledging Your wisdom and Your sovereignty over our lives. We come to You with burdens that weigh heavy on our hearts, seeking Your divine intervention. Lord, we trust in Your goodness and faithfulness to guide us through our trials, no matter how heavy they may be. We release our anxieties, our fears, and our insecurities to You, O Lord. We lay down our struggles, knowing that You are the author and finisher of our faith. You see every tear that falls from our eyes and every ache in our hearts. As we give You our difficult situations, we choose to let go of control and place our complete trust in You. Help us to surrender our desires and surrender to Your will. Remind us that Your plans are far greater than our own, and that Your ways are higher than our ways. In the midst of our hardships, Lord, grant us the faith to believe that You will bring transformation and change according to Your perfect plan. Help us to stand firm in the knowledge that even our most challenging circumstances can be used for our ultimate good. We pray for strength to endure, wisdom to learn, and grace to overcome. Fill us with your peace that surpasses understanding, dear Father. May we find comfort in the knowledge that you are always with us, guiding our steps, and working all things together for our good. We also lift up others who may be facing similar difficult situations. May they find hope and encouragement in knowing that they are not alone. Surround them with your love, grace, and compassion, strengthening their hearts and renewing their spirits. Lord, we thank you for hearing our prayers. We trust that you are at work in our lives, orchestrating a beautiful tapestry from the threads of our struggles. Help us to continually place our faith in you, knowing that you are faithful, and with you, all things are possible. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. May this prayer be a source of encouragement and comfort, reminding you to entrust your difficult situations to God and to have unwavering faith in His plans and purposes. Remember, you are never alone. God is there, holding you in His loving hands, ready to turn your difficulties into opportunities for growth and transformation. Trust God no matter what it looks like, for He will never fail you. In conclusion, thank you for listening. Stay in touch with us. Subscribe to our email list for information on products and services that will help the Word of God open the way for you.